My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Commanders and the Baltimore Ravens in the game of the week. Who would have thunk that we would be five games into the NFL season, week six? It's such a big game that Tony Romo and Jim Nantz are getting the call for CBS, and CBS refused to relinquish, smartly, the broadcast to Sunday Night Football, who tried to flex it on NBC. Whew. That's where we're at. Now, that doesn't mean that it'll be a great game. That doesn't mean it'll be this back-and-forth, blow-by-blow exchange, because I will tell you this. People are not going to want to hear this, but I will tell it because it is the truth. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders offense going to have to be tip-top. Not perfect. Nobody's expecting that. You can't be as sloppy as you were at times against the Browns. I came in here and I said Monday, sure, they scored 35 points now. They should have scored 50.
Yeah.
They could have scored 50.
They left a lot
you can't
there.
Get away with that. Even Dan Quinn said in the locker room, left meat on the bone. That was the number one negative thing, if there was a negative thing. So that's not just Chris Russell trying to get headlines or calls or ratings or whatever. That's the damn head coach who said that. There was a lot of meat left on that bone. Sunday, when we get to 4 o'clock-ish, 4:10, whatever it is, there better not be that kind of meat left on that bone, because otherwise you're coming at home without the bone.
Better look like a Chris Russell eating wing.
Yeah.
Not a Matt Essig eating
wing. Yeah.
Matt, you probably eat wings well. Wings are an interesting bit. You either know how to eat wings or you don't.
I do know how to eat them. I'm not a wing person, mainly because I don't really like sauce, and I hate getting sauce on my hands.
Matt hates fun.
You could say that.
You hate fun. Matt is fun. Matt's the best thing about this show. Anyways, I continue to go back and forth.
Talk to CK during the top of the hour.
Yeah, go ahead. I continue to wrestle.
Get Stevie in here to co-host the final 2 hours.
Me and Stevie are brokering a deal where she's going to be my liaison. Stevie wants to be a part of the youngest in charge.
Your liaison?
Yes.
Your liaison to what?
My liaison for all business affairs.
All business affairs.
But no, I continue to wrestle back and forth with like how the game's going to go. And I'm at the point now where I'm not stressing over a win or a loss.
Uh-huh.
I feel great about a win, but I understand a loss puts you in a spot where everything's still fine. All of your goals for the season are still right out in front of you. If they beat Baltimore, though, If they beat Baltimore, I think we need to have legitimate conversations about them being a Super Bowl contender. Seriously. Like, that's... It's, that was really a lot of what we discussed last night. Like, remember Cincinnati, how revved up I was about perception, and perception's 99% reality. Think about why Washington's being talked about the way that they are. It is solely because of that Cincinnati performance. It is. And they
it's not solely because of that performance.
It got the eyeballs on Washington, Chris. Because it was a national primetime spot.
Why were they 7-point dogs installed? If Vegas knows everything and they're based off of perception and this, that, the other thing, not reality, because, of course, they don't deal in reality. If they're based on perception, why were they 7-point dogs to open up this game against the Ravens? And that was a big thing for you earlier in the year. You were kicking and screaming and whining and crying about them being underdogs somewhere. I forget where.
It was them not being favored at any of their games.
Yeah, whatever it was.
That's what it was.
I think it was against the Giants week two. You were like adamant that they should have been more than 2-point favorites or whatever it was.
I don't get tied up into sports betting.
You opened up the show one day. Furious about it.
You're confusing me with your alter ego.
No. I remember. Because ultimately, they were only 1.5-point favorites against the Giants week two at home, and you were ferociously upset.
I think you brushed over the meat of what I wanted to say just now, and I strongly dislike that. If they beat Baltimore Sunday, we need to view them as Super Bowl contenders. You want to roll your eyes and roll over and talk about gambling lines and whatnot and everything on God's green earth that doesn't mean a damn thing. If they win Sunday, you have to talk about them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender. If they lose Sunday, how do we talk about them?
Let me ask you this. If they win Sunday, we have to talk about them being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Somehow that is substantive and real, as opposed to anybody that gets fired up one way or the other about line spreads.
Because what's more important?
Well, of course, the actual football. But you're talking about something that isn't real either.
How is it not?
It's just simply they're 5-1. That's it.
How is it not real?
They're 5-1 winners of 5 in a row if they somehow beat Baltimore. It's not a conference game. It's not a division game. It's nothing.
You're 5-1 after beating the number one seed in the AFC last year. You're 5-1 after beating a team that has rattled off 3 in a row and looked like the best team in the NFL here over the past
All right, let's throw this out, and we'll get to the calls on the other side. I know. 301-230-0980.
Yeah, don't do what you did yesterday with the callers bit. You and Doc, I mean, I was ready to jump through the radio.
If they win on Sunday in Baltimore, does that mean we have to talk about them, or they are a legitimate Super Bowl contending team? Or is that way too early?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com